Hopefully you have good news in your life. If you get on the news stations today, the mass media, CNN.com, etc., that's what I went to today, just to see what the news was, ABCNews.com, CBSNews.com, and several other .com news report agencies, what do we have? What's the first thing that pops up in your face? You think about that today. We're going to talk about some things that are happening in the locale, some scandal that's happening locally that's very disturbing for those who have reputable names and families and are caught in somebody's misdeeds that have hurt them financially, and also just being caught up in a scandal. Just association damages even your reputation. So you have a property right in your reputation. So these things are very important. And one of the things I saw in the national news today is association damage. So we'll be talking about that. Number here again is 888-248-2046. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show. Of course, you can find out more about me at preservativetalkradio.com. There's links there. If you want to punch in my name there on a browser, of course, you can get a lot of entertainment as well. Here's something that is in the news that is of concern to many people, so I'm going to promote it rather than the in-flight entertainment while our national plane is in a nosedive kind of stories that are being covered by every single supposed news agency. When every one of those agencies just continue to report the same thing, I mean, what, do you have more than one news agency? Really? There's a question. And it's a distractor. Is there not anything else than the news? Maybe that's actually more substantive and more important to national security and the national integrity and the interest and actually true concern of those who are living in this country. There's a question, something to think about. When you see things in the news over and over and it's just a sideshow, just an entertainment like the circuses in town, be careful, folks. There may be something else going on that maybe you ought to be looking at. And I'll tell you about that. It just occurred to me something that happened in history in the last couple of years where all the sideshows distracted you from other things that were probably significantly more important. Here's a news story. I got this off the Chattanoogan.com. It says, Brown tax business closed after Saudi Daisy family lived large on investors' money. This is reported today on the Chattanoogan.com. I'm going to have to actually read nearly all of this. And the point is just it's going to be a talking point, something that we can consider. An involuntary bankruptcy has been filed against a longtime operator of a Saudi Daisy tax business. And a string of investors are coming forward saying they are owed millions of dollars. Acquaintances said Jack E. Brown and his family lived a lavish lifestyle in recent years while promising investors a guaranteed return of at least 15% on money placed with him. Brown's tax office on Dayton Pike closed abruptly last week. A sign on the door says it was due to health reasons. Those are pretty screamingly scary accusations by the Chattanoogan.com. Think about this. If something that's happening in the national news, if you're accused of something and it's true, well, it's going to have ripple effects. If it's not true, let's just say by association or even by accusation, something is said that is not true. It's catastrophic. So here's a situation. It just sounds like bad news for everybody. Bad news for the Brown family, bad news for maybe people that were associated with this. Many people probably have a concern about this. In fact, some of your friends, if you had not heard this in the news, maybe you've got friends that are involved in this or being hurt. The petition filed in Chattanooga Bankruptcy Court names Brown and Brown Tax Service and lists some of those who owed money from an alleged pyramid scheme. Now, what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to read, this says here on the Chattanoogan.com, if you want to go out of your way and burn some calories and look this up, you can, but I am not going to, over this radio broadcast, list the names of people who are victims, potential as it's claimed here as alleged. I'm not going to list the alleged victims Because, again, as we see, I'm going to bringing something up that's in the national news. Association can be damaging. So it says this list includes, and now I'm just off the top of my head, I'm seeing hundreds of thousands of dollars lost by some people, or in the hundreds of thousands. And it lists, I don't know, roughly 8-10 people here. And these are names that you've heard, most likely. If you've been in the area that in very well, either you know these people or know of their businesses and their families and associations. So we're just going to skip that because I think that's the honorable thing to do. It's, you could get away with it, but I don't think it's honorable to just keep repeating something that really, why would you just really parade a victim if indeed this story is true? Several investors said Brown gained their trust over many years of doing their taxes. They also knew that he was a leading member of the Church of God. A number of the investors are from church groups. Wow. Ding, 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 ding. Danger, danger. Boy, there's a lot to talk about here. And I'm going to end up having to come back to it just so I make sure I hit each point. One woman said Brown, from doing her taxes, learned that she had gained a large amount of money from an inheritance. She said that years ago, he got her to place some of the money in an annuity with an established national firm. She said that seemed a sound investment. Then last year, so that, you know, that sounds good. Got good advice. And last year, she said Mr. Brown approached her with an idea to make more of a return with her money, a guaranteed 15%. That's a little bit scary. Now, if you go to preferred stock and you got some power company is in some deal with the government to make some power plant or something like that, some kind of thing where they're looking for capital and they can pretty much guarantee that they can almost force people into paying a certain amount to give you a certain return, you know, like I've seen some power companies promising 8% and things like that. I could see that, but here is guaranteed 15%. Danger, danger, danger. She said she agreed to take her money out of the annuity. She was sent a check from the national company with a warning that there was a large penalty for early withdrawal and tax consequences. She said Brown told her that he would get the penalty waived and that her earnings the first year would more than pay the taxes. She said she agreed to sign the check over to Brown. She said she never got any kind of documentation or paperwork. That, just his word. Well, okay, I do things with people's word, but it's got to be something that I'm willing to lose. This is just a word of advice for me. If you're going to operate on somebody's word, I encourage you in those things. It's good to have rapport and trust with people and do things the old school way. Just make sure when you do it, you're willing to lose everything that you've committed to that event and still love the person that you have engaged in a conduct that's merely on somebody's word. So, I mean, absolutely, I encourage you to do that. And maybe you've got the grace and faith to turn over tens of thousands of dollars to somebody just on their word, and then that's fine. In this situation, this is probably pretty significant. The woman said at first she received regular payments on the investment, then doors of the business suddenly closed. Now, again, I'm going to come back to this because I've seen instances recently. I know somebody's in prison right now who is doing similar things. The woman said at first she received, okay, I talked about that, and then the doors were suddenly closed. Acquaintances said several members of the Brown family, including a son Jason, are involved in the business. They said they live in a gated complex just south of Sail Creek with two large homes. They said the property includes a barn that has a swimming pool, gym, and theater. That's nice. The property has extensive fencing. Acquaintances said that when Jason Brown divorced and remarried, the family flew down to a Caribbean island for the wedding. Jack Brown, well, my son's getting a wedding. I got to fly to Washington State. That's 3,000 miles away. I'd probably be shorter to go to the Caribbean. Jack Brown has been hospitalized recently and is declining health, acquaintances said. Here's, again, this is very troubling. It's not to parade the Brown family, but this is significant business. Yes, this is indeed a scandal. If it's true or if it's not, it is a scandal. People are going to be hurt by the scandal. And you have to be very careful as a reporter to not to do as little damage as possible, by the same time being responsible to report these things. So Chattanoogan.com has come out with this, you know, not necessarily citing sources. In fact, they're not even naming who wrote the article. Schemes. I know somebody whose father is actually a famous person throughout the nation. He's kind of below the radar. When I go in circles of law and government and those who in particular have a strong Christian evangelical faith, kind of the old school way of looking at things, and there's somebody, a lawyer, a law professor, somebody who is very well respected, is somebody I know. He has a son who had a very prosperous law firm and then changed what he was doing out of that law firm and started doing kind of a retirement trust thing and doing seminars and teaching people about neat ways that they can structure their situation for their retirement. Now, look at who's really vulnerable here. People with retirement money, the consequences of doing them wrong are grave. It's not that they're, you know, I mean, if they've got money, they've got it set aside and they want to do something with it. They're looking for advice, so they're kind of susceptible there. Also, my wife tells me, I'm not sure, I haven't done any study on this, but there's some suggestion that as you get older, you become a little bit more trusting. That could be. Well, it turned out that he was somehow, I don't know the details of it, but these monies were not being invested and then having the returns of the investment pay the person managing the investment. I guess somehow they were getting their pay out of the principal. So you got to be careful there. That's why it's important to read the fine print. I went and shopped for some life insurance. You know what I did? I read the fine print. It's a little bit distracting. It's a little confusing. It's a little, if there's something that's hard. Did they say this? Wait a minute. I thought they said this. Well, let me think the best of this, and it'll work out for me. Every time after I started doing my homework, I realized, you know, I'm not getting anything out of this. The only person who's making any deal is the guy that just sold it to me. I could be buying term insurance right now and either getting more insurance by taking all the money I'm paying this guy and giving it to higher insurance, or I could be spending it on something else, Christmas presents. I mean, who knows? So, and when you're a young person, it may not be the best thing to do to sock a lot of money into different types of insurance schemes. You got to be careful. And this person, by the way, the young man that changed his prosperous business to the scheme for investing people's retirement money, he's in prison right now. Radical change, radical effects in his family's life, his wife, his children, his brothers, his sisters, his father, his mother, all his acquaintances, his reputation, obviously, 15 years in penitentiary. That's not too good, besides the fact that it hurt people that gave him money. We're going to come back to this. I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of these issues with regard to association and scandal and whether or not we're being distracted by in-flight entertainment when there's probably some other things that we ought to be paying attention to that are a little bit closer to home. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is Faith and Freedom Show, Preservative Talk Radio. Check us out at preservativetalkradio.com. Encourage you to become a member of Liberty Works Radio Network. We'll be right back.